Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We are about to enter into the personal closing section of Paul's second epistle to Timothy. In the majority of Paul's epistles, when he comes to the close, he has some personal and rather specific things to say to various individuals. There are exceptions to that. You don't find that in every one of Paul's epistles, but that is the more general pattern. This epistle, the second epistle of Paul to Timothy, is his last one. He is already facing his death and is thinking soberly and I think somewhat pensively about what is to come and what will happen in the intervening weeks until the day of his execution arrives. He has already talked about that execution date. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, he said in verse 6, and the time of my departure is at hand. And he talks about his service for the Lord, which he believes has been generally a faithful life of service. And he's looking forward to his entrance into heaven and to the welcome, reward, crown of righteousness, which he's going to receive in that day. But now he turns his attention toward Timothy, whom he dearly longs to have with him in his Roman imprisonment. He says in verse 9, be diligent to come to me quickly. And then in the next couple of verses, he offers some reasons to persuade Timothy as to why it is so important for him to come. He says in verse 11, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world and has departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia, only Luke is with me, get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. And he goes on and talks about some other people. So his appeal to Timothy is, please come because I am almost alone. I don't know how Luke viewed that particular statement. Everybody's gone except Luke. Only Luke is with me, so I desperately need some more companionship. Almost sounds like what he's saying here. And I say, I don't know how Luke would have viewed that statement, but it is clear that the Apostle Paul normally had people around him and seemed to desire that and to long for that. And there are many people who are exactly that way. The world seems to be divided between people who need to have other people around them and people who prefer to be alone, at least at times. And Paul seems to be in the first category. He wanted people around him virtually at all times. He needed people around him at all times. So, this is how Paul makes his appeal to Timothy. This is why, Timothy, you must come to me. One of the reasons, at least, is because I'm lonely. And Paul will mention some other reasons as the last part of the epistle continues to unfold. So we're going to look into some of these details, which are very, very instructive. After I welcome you to this Wednesday, September 7 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and thank those of you whose financial gifts make it possible for us to continue this ministry on this and other stations. All right, back to verse 11. Here's the appeal. Be diligent to come to me quickly. Don't dawdle, Timothy. Come quickly. And there are many reasons why you should come quickly. One having already been mentioned previously, namely that Paul sees his execution looming in the not too distant future. In other words, Timothy, if you don't come quickly, you'll never see the Apostle Paul alive again. But there are other reasons. And one of them is because he has been abandoned by some and has been left alone by others who are busy on different assignments. And so he says in verse 10, "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica." And that causes us to focus upon this man, Demas. Who was Demas who had forsaken Paul? And no doubt had shaken Paul in forsaking Paul. I don't know how much he was shaken by this, but it certainly was a significant matter that affected him, and I would be tempted to say affected him deeply. So who was this Demas who had forsaken the Apostle Paul? You know, we are confronted quite often by dropouts in various aspects of life. In school, we hear about dropouts and are warned against that, and I think rightfully so. Young people are encouraged, don't become a dropout. You need your education. Continue what you started. Complete your education. Finish. Graduate. Don't be a dropout because it will greatly affect your future. And that is certainly true. We are reminded every now and then that in today's weak economic climate, that people who don't have a degree don't have a job. It really boils down to that. In fact, a high school diploma is a pretty slim qualification today. Why? Because there are people with college degrees who are desperate for jobs, and they're willing to take the jobs that formerly would have gone to high school graduates. And if you're a high school dropout, forget it. Forget it. I'm not saying that it's impossible to find a job, but I'm saying it's going to be very difficult. And the kind of job you find is hardly going to support you. It's certainly not going to support a family. Don't be a dropout. Don't be stupid. Don't be a dropout. But not only are there dropouts in education and in other aspects of life, but there are spiritual dropouts, like Demas. Now, spiritual dropouts really fit into a little bit different category. Dropping out of Christian service, dropping out of Christian profession, which I take it is what happened to Demas, not only dropping out from Christian service, but dropping away from Christianity altogether, that comes about for a little bit different reason. The reason that people drop out of school is, well, there's not just one reason, but it's generally because people become involved with life and they don't see the value of school. That's why I said what I said early in the broadcast, trying to persuade anyone who's listening to the broadcast today and is being tempted to drop out, don't do it. It's going to impact your life more than you think. Young people get their driver's license and maybe get a car and they're enjoying their freedom and they love to drive around and they love to visit with their friends and they love to be able to go where they want to go and do what they want to do, and they'd rather party than go to school. And life is good, and so why discipline myself to go to school? Why bother with classroom? Why bother with homework? I don't need any of that. I'm enjoying life like it is, yeah, but look a little bit further down the road. Living at home and eating at your mama's table, it may not be all that difficult to put gas in your car and pay for the insurance. But dear friend, you're not going to make enough at McDonald's to support a family. Stay in school. You not only need your high school diploma, you really need to look beyond high school. Maybe your parents didn't go to college. And there was a time in America when a high school diploma could get a person a pretty decent paying job in the many factories that were operating in America. But as we know, manufacturing has slowed way down. And an awful lot of those factory jobs have gone overseas. And people who have a high school diploma and are qualified to work in a factory are going to have a hard time finding factories enough to hire them. And so, and what you're going to find is a lot of factories are looking for people with the higher tech skills. Factories are becoming more automated, and people need to be able to operate more sophisticated machinery. And a high school diploma isn't going to land you a good job. We're not talking about assembly line work. There isn't a lot of that. And there are a lot of people who are competing for those jobs. You need greater skills than that. You're going to need an associate degree at the very least, a two-year college degree, a two-year community college degree at the very least, and you really need a four-year college degree if at all possible. But the reason people drop out of school is because they're enjoying the social aspects of life too much, or sometimes it's because life has come crashing in upon them. If it's a girl, maybe she's gotten pregnant. And now she's got a child to take care of. Pretty hard to go to school doing that. Life has changed. Now going to school is exceedingly difficult, exceedingly challenging. It's not going to school and being with your friends anymore. It's taking care of a baby when you get home, and trying to keep up with homework is a whole new ball game, and life has changed. That causes people to drop out. But what causes people to drop out of the Christian life? Well, generally, it has to do with a change in your relationship with the Lord, a change in your commitment to Christ, a change in your spiritual condition. Something fundamental has changed. You are no longer a committed follower of Jesus Christ. And there are reasons why you are no longer following Christ, and that makes you a dropout. That's what happened to Demas. That's what's happened to a lot of people. That's what's happened, no doubt, to some of you. What are you going to do about it? Well, I hope you're going to return. I hope you'll return to the Beacon broadcast tomorrow as we continue talking about Demas, one of the dropouts that are described in the Bible. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.